XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at booth N1514 during the NBAA convention. Or visit us online at xmwxweather.com. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. We're with Mason Holland. He is the president of Eclipse Aerospace. And a major announcement today, something that people have been kind of waiting for a long time, a return to production of the Eclipse, but it won't be the Eclipse 500. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's the Eclipse 550, and we've opened up the order book for new production, so we're taking on orders now. And we're excited. It's the next step in the Eclipse 500 series. It's got a little more technology on it, a little more enhanced features and whatnot for pilots, and a little more comfort for the guy sitting in the back. So we're ecstatic to bring the 550 to market.
Okay, you say you're bringing it to market, taking orders. When are we going to see a functioning airplane?
The plane's already certified on the 500 series, so we're ready to start delivering aircraft as soon as we've got steady state demand, and we're expecting that sometime in 2013.
Okay, where will the airplane be built, and how is Sikorsky involved in that?
Well, it's Eclipse is the company, and Sikorsky's a great partner from us. They've invested in us in dollars, in technology, in knowledge, supply chain resources, production resources, and whatnot. And we're going to build the plane and deliver it out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, at least for the foreseeable future.
Okay, there is a factory in Poland that's going to be involved in it. Can you tell us how it relates to your program?
That's an excellent question, Russ. You know, with the prior company, the wings, the empennages, and the fuselage all came from three different sources. One of the things that Sikorsky brought to the table is a facility over they call PZL in Poland, which is an aerostructures facility. And we'll have the wing, the empennage, and the fuselage all built under one roof, which is going to ensure a quality mating process in our aerostructures.
Okay, tell us about the features of the airplane and what new 550 owners can expect, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, it's $2.695 million, so we'll start off with the price, and we're excited about it. That's $2,011. Early position holders will have no CPI increases and about $120,000 in options added to that at no additional cost. You'll see options such as auto throttles, synthetic vision, enhanced vision, TAWS, and ADS-B functionality enabled. So we'll be ready to go with that as well.
And just to be clear, these are brand new airplanes, new production.
Brand new airplanes, new serial numbers, new production right off our floor, and we are ecstatic.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
Lightspeed is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu Point 2. Stop by the Lightspeed booth, number N2029 at NBAA, and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu Point 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.